Blackstone Audiobooks presents
Till We Have Faces, A Myth Retold by C.S. Lewis. This book is read by Wanda McCadden. The book is dedicated to Joy Davidman. Book 1, Chapter 1. I am old now and have not much to fear from the anger of gods. I have no husband, nor child, nor hardly a friend through whom they can hurt me. My body, this lean carrion that still has to be washed and fed and have clothes hung about it daily, with so many changes, they may kill as soon as they please. The succession is provided for. My crown passes to my nephew. Being, for all these reasons, free from fear, I will write in this book what no one who has happiness would dare to write. I will accuse the gods, especially the god who lives on the grey mountain. That is, I will tell all he has done to me from the very beginning, as if I were making my complaint of him before a judge. But there is no judge between gods and men, and the god of the mountain will not answer me. Terrors and plagues are not an answer. I write in Greek, as my old master taught it to me. It may some day happen that a traveller from the Greek lands will again lodge in this palace and read the book. Then he will talk of it among the Greeks, where there is great freedom of speech, even about the gods themselves. Perhaps their wise men will know whether my complaint is right, or whether the god could have defended himself if he had made an answer. I was Orwell, the eldest daughter of Trom, king of Gloam. The city of Gloam stands on the left hand of the river Shenet, to a traveller who is coming up from the south-east, not more than a day's journey above Ringol, which is the last town southward that belongs to the land of Gloam. The city is built about as far back from the river as a woman can walk in the third of an hour, for the Shenet overflows her banks in the spring. In summer, there was then dry mud on each side of it, and reeds and plenty of waterfowl. About as far beyond the ford of the Shenet as our city is on this side of it, you come to the holy house of Ungit, and beyond the house of Ungit, going all the time east and north, you come quickly to the foothills of the Grey Mountain. The god of the Grey Mountain, who hates me, is the son of Ungit. He does not, however, live in the house of Ungit, but Ungit sits there alone. In the furthest recess of her house where she sits, it is so dark that you cannot see her well, but in summer enough light may come down from the smoke holes in the roof to show her a little. She is a black stone, without hair.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?